This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Today, we'll learn the bracha from the Birchas HaShachar. She'osa li kol tzarki. There are two kashas, two questions that the Mefarshim point out the difference between this bracha and the previous brachas. And that is that the previous brachas are said b'chlalus, in the general, peikeach ivrim, all the blind, malbish arumim, all those that are arum, undressed, Rabbeinu Shlom dresses them. Here, the bracha is b'pratis, she'asa li, kol tzarki, singular, singled out, individualized, me. Why the difference in the nusach habracha? Why don't we just say in general that the Rabbeinu Shlom gives the tzrachim of everyone? She'asa li kol tzarki, by pekeach ivrim, first to the person himself. He wakes up in the morning and he has sight. Yet he doesn't say me. Pekeach the Eibishter opened up my eyes. Here, this bracha, she'asa li, particular, pratius, me. That's one question. Another question that the Mefarshim ask, most of the brachas are hoive. They are in the present. Pekeach ivrim, now. Malbish arumim, now. This bracha is she'asa. The Eibishter already did. He made. It's in the Ovar. It's in the past. She'asa li kol tzarki. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, has a different girsa in the bracha. She'asisa li, which is clearly a connotation, a mashmoyis Ovar in the past. She'asisa li. You've done for me, kol tzarki, all my needs. Why do we talk about in the context of past and now she'oise, that the Eibishter makes now at the time of the bracha, she'oise li, that the Eibishter makes for me, kol tzarki? These are the two shailas that the Mefarshim address the difference between the previous brachas and this one. All of the other brachas are general. In here it's miyuchad. It's pratius, me. And also the brachas are hoive, now. And this brach is avar. Al derech hapshat, I'd like to introduce a pshat teretz. The Gemara actually says that this bracha is said, this bracha should be made when one puts on his shoes. It's a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Samach Amud Beis. Kisayim Misane, when one puts on his shoes, Lema Baruch She'asa Li Kol Tzarki. Why only the shoes? That's it, just the shoes. Not the Sheikh Tafer. That's it, that's all he needs. She'asa Li Kol Tzarki, not the Sheikh, it's only the shoes. When he puts on his shoes, he makes a bracha, She'asa Li Kol Tzarki. Ah, see, Chashviyit, he's right. So the truth is, before we get to your teretz, I would like to speak out a teretz Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, there's a Sefer Shema Tfilosi, it's on Seder HaTfila, Pirush of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, says that all other clothing one must have, person needs to have a pair of pants. Das kenntch nishalom gein gas on hazen. Habishich can again on the mechit. He can go without shoes. So shasali the bracha the haydai is a vainish and lafilu das has to be gegeben a poshich. Even a pair of shoes he gave. As I said, a mensch can gain. A person could go without his shoes. Yachef, barbis, without shoes. Mamela gitar hashevach haydai to the rebbeinish leilam. Even this, Asali, Mami, she gave me to the last, with the last pipichka, last kuda, even to the last detail. So the word I used was a Yiddish word for last detail. To the last detail, you gave me, which means even a pair of shoes. The problem with the Teretz, I humbly would like to point out, the Gemara actually says in Shabbos Kuf Chav Tes Amid Aleph that a person should actually sell all his belongings, yimkar adam kol ma sheyesh lo v'yikne minolam l'raglof. Shoes daf menabin. It's an essential part of a human dress code. Daf haminshich, muzah minshich, hamensh muzah rumgei mitshich. Yeah. So Gemara Shabbos Kuf Chav Tes Amid Aleph. The Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph says a pshat na pasuk al timna min olim raglecho. Rashi explains because it's a gnai li talmid chacham sheyelech yachaf. It's a chain. It's not nice for talmid chacham to go barbis on shich. Yes, a person al timna should not hold back shoes. Shoes daf min hobbit. Shich is a necessity. Maybe you could say that that's talking about a Talmud Chacham. It's not going on all people. For a Talmud Chacham, it's not nice to walk around without shoes. Maybe that Rashi. But the Gemara in Broch in Shabbos Kuf Chav Tes Amid Aleph is klar Rabbi Fai. But a person must make sure that he has shoes. That's the bare essentials. What's your question? Everybody's attacked. What? Can I tell you one more Gemara and then we'll see if you still feel that you have to... What? So what should I tell you? You're making it sound like Mimeg Gein Barbis. The Teretz of Reb Chaim Kanievsky is Mimeg Gein Barbis. When it's come to Psagreis Yashakeich of the Sheikh. Tanish Gein Barbis, how much you talking about? Tanish Nishtana, what are you talking about? Okay, you can't go without, but you definitely can't go without shoes either. So whatever it is, it's the same thing.
This is luxury. It's luxury to have shoes, not luxury to have shoes, yes.
He needs what?
He needs a pair of shoes
that fit him. All right. Let's wait for the end of the shir. Maybe it's somewhat can be found in the words of the end of the shir. Maybe. But I'm not saying something that... You want to argue me, you can wait till the end of the shir with Zang Chidush. I'm not saying anything yet. All I'm saying is, Nachnisht Asiya, Yimizokta, Tiferes Shebetiferes. It's some kind of extra thing that you have. It's not a luxury. Mimuz Habim Shich. Nobody had shoes. Okay. So what do you do with these Gemaras? You know what? I see already the Olam is really going to give me a workout today in the Shir. And I need Shasali Kaltzaki. Maybe bring me a cup of water. Shasali Kaltzaki. The Bein Shalim, you give me everything I need. Huh? Just a cup of water would do. Anything... I see already, the Olam is going to work me out today. Chgemeit l'kumin, zogenaz l'chepashte zachin. T'chazel chepashte reid. No, all right. Good, Chameisai, I'm here to be challenged. I'm here to do my avoida, b'nemonis. All for you, Rabbi Nishlem. Tata, alts for dir. Whatever it takes to teach you a Torah, I'll do it. I still need a cup of water. Chameisai, I want to tell you over another Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua, it's a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Rabbi Yeshua was walking. He wasn't going on a horse, on a donkey, and he was walking barbus without shoes. And the Min came over to him and told him, "Ayatach and a Melech get on a without a horse. It's not proper, and without shoes. Without shoes, you're not a Barinish. Finish Kemench." Mensch geht mit Schich. Now maybe you're going to say that because of Shereit. Maybe it's only the Min. The Gemara doesn't say he was wrong. I don't think he was wrong. So he's saying on your side, a Mensch on Schich. A chai geht on Schich. I'm asking the Gemara. I'm a foolish Gemara. The Gemara says that they challenge Rabbi Yeshua. Baruch atah adino yelahinu melech ilam shakel. Yeah, but for thank you very much. See good. Don't worry about zoo guys. The shear will protect me. See good. The title Eden, Herr, come, let me learn. The Chayra, the Gemara tells us clearly, that Rabbi Yeshua did something interesting. He walked around without shoes, and the Min called him on it. Mensch on Sheikh is Barinish. Ich kann Mensch. Person has to have shoes. Shoes are an essential part of the dress code of a human being. So whatever it is, the question is, why do we make shich? Oh, for them, git men a spezielle heute. The Teretz Rabbi says, and actually Shlomo Kluge says this, from all these gemaras, it's mashma, that the shoes might be the most important part of the dress code of a human being. The kash is good for the teretz. What was the question? The question was, why do we make a shasli kaltzaki about shoes when he puts on his shoes? So we want to say shoes is a special, it's a luck. So we bring gemaras, it's not a luxury, it's the most basic, important part of the person's clothing. You're right, that's takip shat in the gemara. And that's takip shat in the bracha, when you put on the shoes. Since it's such an important, essential part of a person's clothing that he dresses himself with, muzer mach in the bracha, shazali, kalzaki. Das kann nicht sein zu schwer. Others are luxus, others are an essential. So if it's a luxus, akib chayim kinetsk, if them is the bracha, shazali, kalzaki. Now, as the frex, this is not luxus. How good is the teretz? That's why you make the bracha shasali kol tzarki. So important that this is my needs. Let's go weiter. Bessere chidushin that to zagim was you could ask me on. Okay. Chabesai, let me read a minute. Was the sefer hamenuche from the balamichta mitzurishin says a pshat. He says that the reason why we make the bracha Shasali kaltzarki on the dress of the shoes, when you put on the shoes, mishum sheheim amalbish achrein hatzarech leguf. It's the end of getting dressed. Huh? It's the end of getting dressed. Huh? You're right. It's not the shoes. It's when I finish getting dressed. I make shasali kaltzarki. I say, push it, huh? Kommt da Wudram und er legt zu ein bisschen Salz und Pfeffer. You know, Yiddish vielleicht man sagt, er legt zu zum Pshat ein bisschen Salz und Pfeffer. Yeah, you ready? No, Rabbi said, lass mal zulegen ein bisschen. Da Wudram says, and the Rabbi Yock is even more klar of this Nakuda, and he says like this, a mensch can be completely dressed, but he can't walk out in the street without shoes. So he can't go shopping for food, he's stuck. So when is it Shasali called Tzavki? When is Chal? Let me read in Yeshiva Shalosh. When is Chal? I'm dressed and I have everything when I put on my shoes. Huh? Yvil Tavitz, Arzal Tzulegin Avitz. I guess you remember the Pshat. Okay, Vil Tzulegin Avitz. Baba Flekti Bezogin Anais Ayurib Shavitz. Vasid Avitz. There was once a chassan, so to speak. He was going on a date. He was going on a date. He didn't know what to speak to the girl. So his mother calls him over and tells him, let me give you a few tips on what to speak. So he says, talk to her, about her face, or her shoes, or that way. Talk to her, details. Okay. The kids, he didn't know what to talk, So at Gitash, the Gazaka, you have a new dress, new shoes. So she chapped the vase Nebuchadnezzar. She's just repeating over what he was told to repeat. So she tells him, tell me, that's my yeshich. So he goes, yes, it's good. Get gesundheit. Go. Notch. I see. See the of them lachten. The oilum gets. I got the oilum's attention. You ever heard this in Shtubis? That's a Europe shemaisa. That's my yeshich. Get gesundheit. It's an expression that used to use in Europe. Why am I telling you this? As mentioned, Shad Sheikh can again. He is able to walk. He's able to go. He's able. Nitti's homebound. Well, what's he supposed to do? Imagine a guy at Tashena's suit. It's a beautiful suit. Tashena tie. With a tuxedo. About Tachnishkin Sheikh. So where's he supposed to? He can't do anything. He's stuck. Sheikh means Asali Kaltsarki. Now he can go out. And he can cave from the ton and arbitin. Nicht mein Pshat. The Witz can is uns we late to. But the Pshat is the Avudram. So kumtais that the Pshat Shaasali Kotzaki Sichal Malbush. A mensch becomes dressed only with the shoes. But this I think is the Pshat, why we make the bracha l'sha'avar. We ask the Kasha, why do we make the bracha l'sha'avar? Why don't we make Sha'isa? And the Teretz is because it's going back on everything else we just dressed. It's not things that have a Pshat. I'm not going now on the shoes. Sha'asali, Safilu from before also. The dressing and. I'm not going Sha'isa. I put on my shoes and I make Sha'asali called Sarki. Sha'asali. Instead, I have shoes. Everything that I need. Efsha. Okay, good. Pshatava, yeah, good. Rabbi say, let me tell you over. I'm making the pshat from Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. What's wrong? What's bothering you? No, I see. First off, then, frag me, no? Okay, the two malacha tishba. We can't talk about tishba right now. Okay, now, it's a shaylan tishba. Okay. So let, shpet, hilchas tishba, vetmantan tishba. Okay, now, it's rain on tishba. What do you do with the shasli kotzarki? Okay. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says a meir de gezach. He says, "What's the pshat she'asali kol tzarki on the shoes? Because shoes is miyuchad to the person. No person can wear somebody else's shoes. Now you're saying gevaldi because it's a very big musad deher, right? Al tonis chaver chashnagid till you're in his shoes, right?" Yenim Shichas, right? You said something like that. Your shoes, it fits you, it can't fit. Yeah, that ganze Musa. Reb Chaim's not going on that. Reb Chaim says there's a Sefer Chassidim. In Simen, Taf Nun Dalit, that Le'aleinu, when a person passes away, you're not allowed to wear his shoes. You're allowed to, so to speak, Nebuch, if I may use the term, recycle clothing, that someone else can wear anyone else's hat, jacket, so on and so on. A Bashich. Sheikh, you're not allowed to wear. And I guess Reb Chaim understood because every person has his shoes. Now you want to learn into it a Musa Shmuz Efsha. But this is what it says in Sefer Chassidim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky rather quotes this a lot in his forum. Reb Chaim brings in his forum. In time of the Kra, he brings down in Parshas Kisavai that that's why whenever he talks about shoes in the Torah, it's not in plural, it says now. There's two shoes, it's Nalayim. You won't find in the Torah Nalayim. Nal, it's a shoe. Either two of them. When the Teretz is, it's Lashon Yachid because it's for an individual. He had the mensch. Miuchad has his pair of shoes. Alright? Chaim Kanievsky. Alright. Habesai, Efshekem and Zogin Amere de Kipshat. This opens us up to a deeper understanding in the entire bracha. You know why we make the bracha she'asali kol tzarki? Because there's a tremendous shevach that the Rebbeinu Shem gives every person his needs. specific what he needs. It's a tremendous shevach to the Eibishter. Rabbi Yishim gives sight. Rabbi Yishim gives clothing, mal b'sharumim. But yedel yachid, every individual, Rabbi Yishim gives him what he needs. Sha'asa li, to me, li, kol tzarki, everything that I need. There's a klolius that the Eibishter takes care of the world. This is a shevach that the Eibishter takes care of all my needs. With this, I can explain and understand why we make the bracha in the avar. Every person's needs are pre-planned for him. He wakes up in the morning, he has to understand, see, Alz Muchan, see, a Welt, the Rebbein Shalom prepares a world, his world. He had the mensch hat sein Welt, Chayvasei Be'ilamu, we spoke about it many times. Every person has a world, B'shvili Nivra Oilam. And that world was already prepared for him. And that's Sha'osoli. When he wakes up in the morning, a person can't even change that. It's all pre-planned, destined before him when he wakes up in the morning. Sha'osoli. It's already made for me. And that's a tremendous shevach. You know, the Rabbeinu Shloilam, when he put Adam into a world, he put him into a complete, prepared, established, an Oilam Muchan Lefanav. Oilam Yishal Adam is Muchan Lefanav. Can't change it. Person thinks he's going to change his destiny during the day. No. It's all Sha'asali. From Rosh Hashanah, the Eibishter knows how much Parnosi you're going to make. Shteit Menuf in the free, and Medayin Der Boyishim, Boyishim prepared everything already in advance. I just got to go through the motions, so to speak. I got to through the day. I'll find. Huh? Maskin? Sha'asali. Called Sarki. Rabbeinu Shem prepared everything I need. If you notice, we say Sha'aso. And like I said, it's Avar. Li, to me. Called Sarki. All my needs. What happens if a person doesn't have all his needs? He's poor. So how do you make the bracha Sha'aso li called Sarki? What do you do? It's Haveri Degar, huh?
That's really good.
Okay. So let's discuss this, Rabbi Yisrael. There was a Yid that came to Rabbunami Pashischa and he asked this question, Rabbi, wie mach ich de brach in de frisch as a leak al zaki? Ich hab nicht das und das. Ich hab kein Sach nicht. What do I do? Was tut mir? Ich hab kein Sach nicht. So Rabbunami Pashischa answered him, Meredik, the fact that you're mekabel, you're surin bi'ava, as the hosnish, that's what you need to do in this world. This is what the Eibishter wants from you. So mail the Eibishter gave you in this world, Tzarki, what you need. A mensch da verstehen, das is what he needs. In the, no one ever knows what his real needs are. The Chazaynish used to say, it's written in this form of the Chazaynish, a person should never daven for something particular. I want this, I want that. Don't, why? Who says you need that? Maybe it's not good for you, Bechlau. Maybe it's the worst thing for you is to have this. You should daven to the Eibishter, Rabbeinu Shlom, if I need it, if it's good for me, give it to me. You know, we say every day in davening, Yitzayin Yirei Av Yaseh, Yid Lachkun, learn with me. I want to learn with you. I want so much to learn with you. You know how much I just want to learn with you together. Come, let's learn. Sha'asali kol tzarki. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. We make a bracha. Yitzayin Yirei Av Yaseh. Veshavasam Yishma V'yeshim. What's the double lashon? Beautiful shaylah. So there's a meidik avert from Friedrich Lubavitch's. So the Tzemach Tzedek said this word. Yitzayin Yirei Av Yaseh. They ask, Boishim, give me. So Boishim does it. He gives it to them. They ask, Yitzayin Yirei, it's their ratzim. But then they realize it's not good for them. So they ask Rabbi Yishol, I don't want it. It's not good for me. The Shavasam, when they go back to Davin, and say, Rabbi Yishol, this wasn't the right move for me. This wasn't good for me. The Shavasam, Yishma, Yeshiyah. No, Yidalach, Shein, Vigold. The person never knows what's really good for him. Was up Dibber? I see the Ilum Schmeichels. Lern mit mir, Rabbi. Wird gebracht in Svarim. A Yid once asked, Rebbe, ich kann bechlau nicht lernen. Ich hab mich kein Zeit auf Tondelmdach. The only thing I could do is in the morning, nach und dam, ich sage a Kapitel Tillim and I have to run. You know what the Rebbe answered him? Wer sagt euch, als das ist, was der Eberste will? Das ist, was der Eberste will von dir. That's what he wants. That's what he's asking of you. You never know, a person never knows what he's here for in this world. The Rebbeinu Shleil knows what you're here for. And the Mele, he's mamtzi. Lefi, what you need to do. And this is what Rabbunim Peshischa is saying. Rabbunim Peshischa is saying, maybe that's what your tikkun is. That's what you're here for. Maybe you're here to come and say, Rabbeinu Shleil, mechabnish mekabelit. This is what the right thing for me is. But it's interesting. I saw the Zlotchev, the Magid and Zlotchev, he was very poor. And he said to somebody once, Fragst mi, wie ich mach de Bracha she'asali kal tzarki? I don't have anything. And the Teret says, as ich hab es, ich muss damit darf ich das nicht. Maybe that's enough what I need. It's a simple way of understanding life. I have what I need. What? I can't. Yes? I don't know. I can't hear you. What do you... Yeah. I don't know why. I'm not understanding the question. Maybe we're saying the same thing. You know what I would say, Rabbi? You know what? Maybe the Olam understands you better than me, so you'll say it over. But I'll tell you what I was thinking. I feel if I par sheikh, the Baini Shloilam, if I have that, I'm happy that also. I think of it. I'm all a mensch tracht. I must have been das and I must have been jens. Nee. Seid so viel, hast du paar Schicht. Tosso. Schaasalik. Als Efsche, die Pshatave is the shens the Pshat. The Magim is Lachim is saying, a person, what he has is what he needs, and what he needs is what he has. Maldas is the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's Toivu Meitiv Lakel. You know, there's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam in the end of Hilchas Rayim, Shmita B'Yayivul, he speaks about people who stay away from the world, that they try to come and bring more parnosa to themselves, and they try to accumulate wealth, and Olam Hazeh stays away, stays in his corner. What happens to such a person? He's like Levi. Azazak Devalay Shevet Levi Bulvad. Yadar mensch kin zayin as Evi Levi. Kalish v'ish mikob bayaylam. Shneya Zatzal used to say, it's not only Yidin, even kol bayaylam, any person in the world. Kol bayaylam, even goyim, anybody who, any person in this world is able to reach the darg of Levi. Ashenod v'ruchay v'vinam adoyli badul amid lifnei Hashem l'shar say to stay away and not to be mevakish oylach hishbeinis. He's not looking to accumulate wealth and to make it in the stock market and to this and to become prosperous. Stays in his little vinkalenis, erlach and honest. The Eibishter takes care of him. Hareza niskadish kodesh kadoshim v'yasham chelkim v'nachlasi loylme elam v'yitzka loy ba'ilam azeh davar ha maspik loy. What he needs. What he needs. The Eibishter gives every person what he needs. I want to tell you over. Ameir dike Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim would say, Ezeh Oshir Asimech Bechelkei. Happy is the one who is Semech in his lot. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim, it should have said, B'mashiyesh, he's happy with what he has. Tzavtel Chofetz Chaim, what happens if a person has nothing? So how is he Sameach Chalkei? Because he knows that that's what the Eibishter gave him. That's his chelik, his lot in life. Because the Eibishter to give dear is what you need, and what you need is what the Eibishter gives you. Reb Shlomo Kluger says even the teeth of the hair in the bracha. Reb Shlomo Kluger in Chachmas Adam says the fakel the shasli kol tzarki is a vasichab nisht. How goof is the shasli kol tzarki? Rebbeinu Shloim that I don't have, I understand is asli kol tzarki. Much asli. He says, "Fakel, that bracha is." Maybe that's what you meant. That's the bracha. The bracha is. Yeah, that's what you meant. Shleim a kluger, mister kluger. How's that so? Chachmas Adam. Sucks good. Yeah, amazing. Fakel. What was the question? Efshe hotted the finish, and that's why he says shasli kotzaki. Fakel, I know that I don't have, and I still make the bracha shasli kotzaki. The Chofetz Chaim used to say over. Rabbi Akiva used to say, "Kol madov derechmanu letavav." The Gemara in Bracha Samach says that he walked to a hotel and they didn't let him sleep there. He couldn't get in a room. He had a candle and he had a tarnagel and a chamar and a donkey, so he had to stay in the out in the streets. A wind came, blew out the candle. A cat came and ate the tarnagel. A lion came and ate the chamar. He left penniless, hopeless. What happened then at night? The Ganovim came and they destroyed and pilgrimaged, and he was saved because they didn't see him or hear him. Had he had the tarnagel, they would have heard and they would have attracted attention to him. Every person at the end of his life will be able to look back and see at every step of the way. Now, Rabbi Akiva was eicher to see it right away, because he said right away, "Kol matov rachman letav ofit." So he saw it right away. But every person, at the end of his life, gets the opportunity to look back and see, as altsibayishim that you did was for my good, and whatever you given me was my tzarki, what I really needed. Enough patience. One answers right away. But the answers come, and the explanations come, and the understanding comes. You know, this week's parasha, Yankiv Avinu sees Yosef after 22 years of suffering. Shreklach. He sees Yosef. What's the first thing he does? He reads Kriya Shema. The Taz says he only read the first pasuk. Taz has a kasha. You read Kriya Shema. You're allowed to be masked when they have COVID. Taz is Sim Samach Vav, Sif Aleph. You're allowed to stop in the middle of Kriyat Shema. Ne'akovim, Ne'ayira. He was a Melech Yosef. Yaakov was allowed to stop in the middle of Kriyat Shema to show him respect and say hello to him and greet him. Says that Taz was Pasuk Rishon. He was in the middle of the first Pasuk. And you don't stop in the middle of the first Pasuk. So it comes out that he was actually reading only Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Why at that point? Why at that juncture? So there's a lot of Torah. Maybe it was a time of Kriyat Shema. Yosef already read Kriya Shema. Yaakov didn't read Kriya Shema. He was on the derech. He had a mitzvah to travel to Mitzrayim. Yosef had a mitzvah to part of the mitzvah. I'm saying it so quickly because I see that the Olam wants to run already for lunch and the ganze tumul and halacha. Why is Yaakov reading Kriya Shema and not Yosef? What's the point of reading Kriya Shema? Punkt that they couldn't find a better moment to read Kriya Shema. Maral explains that he read Kriya Shema not because of the halacha of Kriya Shema, but because of Kriya Shema, like when a person speaks out before he's Meiser Nefesh for the Eibush, he gives a scream, Shema Yisrael. This was a Shema Yisrael scream. Shema Yisrael. And the Maral explains because the chesed of the Eibushter, he saw the tremendous chesed of the Eibushter. So he said, Rabbi Hashem is great. Recognized. His eyes opened up and he saw something very big and very special in front of him. What did he see that was so special? Avadi saw the chesed that he got his son back, but he saw even deeper. If you look at the Siach Yitzchak, it's a pirish on the Siddur, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is Midas Ha. Rachav. Elokeinu is Midas Ha. Hashem Echad. It's all one. Yaakov finally realized all the Midas Hadin. What was it? Hashem Echad. It was all the Chesed. Kalm Ad Ovid, Rachmana L'Tav Ovid. He recognized it was all for his good. It was all L'Toiva, 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 L'Toiva. The person gets to see at the end, Kol Ma Dovid Rachmona L'Tav Ovid. Recognize. And he screams out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shalsali Kol Tzarki, every morning, a person is thanking the Eibush, the Rabbi Nisham, I recognize. Kol Ma Dovid Rachmona L'Tav Ovid. You gave me everything I need. Rabbi Nisham, you're so good. I saw in Yisayid of Shari Shavayid, he says that it's not only a tefillah oida la'ovar, but it's a tefillah and a bakash al-asid as well. Shiyamin. Not only shiyoida la'ovar sh'asali kol tzarki, shiyamin. We should believe that the Rabbi Shem will do. So every morning when you make the bracha, sh'asali kol tzarki, you thank the Eibush Rabbi Shloim. I gave. You've given me. You've given me everything I need, even if I don't realize or understand it. And I asked the Abish in the future. Shiasali Kotsarki. The way we're learning, we're asking the Abish that I should see. Shasali Kotsarki. I look in the future. I ask that in the future I should see that it was Shaasar and the Avar. Kotsarki. Well, I say, listen, I know it's late, and I know it's something that you have to pay attention to. You know what the brach is, Rabbi Yishon? Let me see. Ask you. Life is so many questions and so many difficulties and so many things that I can't understand. I can't wrap my fingers around. And he asked Eibush to Shasali that I should be zoicha in the future, in the day ahead, to see that he did for me Kol Tzarki in the past. You like the shop out by your side? I don't know if it's Emes, but it's Emes. I see he's ready to close the camera, so let me tell you the last point. It's going to take 1 second. I think the lesson, on a practical note to finish, a person has to learn, and this is important to teach your children. Not everything that you want is what you need. A person walks around, children for surely, I need this, and I need that, and I need this. I should teach people, you know, it's not you need, you want it. Wanting and needing is two different things, Rafael Sai. So, Asali called Sarki, what I need, Abish, to gives me. That you should know. Wanting is a different subject. Let's talk about Zeich, we should see. Call Mat Avid Rachmana, the Tav Avid, to give the Rebbeinu Shem the Shevach Vaidosh as we consider.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.